Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the regional government securities market, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines' 91-day Treasury bill, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $28 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 1.97%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 20 securities, of which 5 advanced, 11 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index declined by 7.69 points to close at 2,130.59. The Composite Index declined by 2.73 points to close at 1,468.92. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.36 points to close at 106.55. The SME Index declined by 1.23 points to close at 41.9. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 755,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $5.9 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 515,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $3.2 million, followed by JMMB Group Limited, with a volume of 61,000 shares being traded for $140,000. Calypso Macro Index Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 1,243 shares valued at $21,300. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 49 stocks, of which 12 advanced, 29 declined, and 8 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 12.5 million units, valued at over $195 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 3.1 million units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 2.2 million units and QWI Investments Limited with 1.1 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Tuesday, March 15, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Atova Gibson.